Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Donald, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. Thank you very much for asking. Donald, my name is Mario. I'm one of the pricing directors for the area. I'm going to make this pretty pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be mindful of people's time. Now, Donald, Tara tells me here on the notes that what you want to do is be able to pick and choose who you want to do the service for, right? You don't want it just to be overwhelmed with work.
Yeah, I don't want people calling me all day, things like that.
Okay. So that's one of the things that we can definitely work with you on, Google, right? I mean, we would list Kingfisher as one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google. You know, we'll set you side by side with like Florida Excavation, Allen's Excavation, Jimmy Crowder, Welch's, Muddy Feet Services. Not sure if you heard of any of these guys before.
Well, I've heard of a couple of those, and they're really big. So they're like big companies. I'm one guy with a mini excavator. So
I just
need to be able to, you know.
That's perfectly fine, brother. I mean, whether these guys are big guys or they're small companies, I mean, they're still on the first page of Google where we would be setting your company at, you know, right alongside of your competitors on that first page. Now, have you?
There's no way I can compete with Jimmy Crowder. So, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I don't see how it would benefit me to be on the same page as Jimmy Crowder. Jimmy Crowder's got 100 tractors, and I have one.
Well, that's where the difference comes in, right? I mean, obviously, he's listed to where he's able to do much bigger projects, where we can list you as someone that can do smaller projects and take less amount of work, right? And then when you speak to the client, you're the one that makes the determination whether you want to take on that project or not. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's not where you're going to be overwhelmed with work, or you're going to, you know, have to pay for a lead or take the job just because, you know, you got the call. That's how other, you know, third-party vendors work. Like the one you're with is Angie's. You know, they sell you the lead, or they'll give you that lead, and then, you know, people spend quite a bit of time, you know, hunting down that client or lowballing their price because they got quotes from some other people. With Google services, the customer will be dealing directly just with you, no other person. And then at that point, you determine whether you want to bring that customer or that project on board or not, you know, at your discretion. Okay. Now, have you built the business a website yet?
No, I don't have anything. I just signed up with Angie. I don't even have my background check done yet. So, I'm just getting started with using someone else. So, at this point, I'm just trying to wait and see what happens. You know, I don't even have my background check done yet. So.
Okay, because we can list you on that first page. I mean, the background check and all of that is not something that will prevent you from being on that first page of Google. We can still help you with that. And with that service, you would also get a website included at no additional charge. I actually just sent you a sample of the website that we would build for you. I texted it over to you. We also include Apple, which is a different directory for anyone that has an iPhone, because it's associated with Google. So we would list you on there as well. The monthly price for the service is $2.99 a month, and there's no contract attached to this, Donald. That's the beauty of this service, that It's month to month, right? You have the right to stop or cancel the service at any given point if you're not 100% satisfied. But realistically, I mean, I don't think you would want to cancel, you know, once you see the results and once you compare it side by side to what you're doing with Angie's, I think that, you know, it would be a no-brainer for you to decide who you want to stick with. Because what Angie's does is that they buy the leads from Google themselves, and then they just turn around and flip them and sell them to you two or three times the amount. So putting yourself...
I mean, it don't cost $300 a month, huh?
No, you're right, it doesn't, but you're going to be paying per lead. And ultimately, think about it. I mean, you're going to be getting quite a bit of leads that are not going to turn over, right? And you still got to pay for them. I promise you when I tell you, I've been doing this for many years. Some customers end up paying $1,500, $1,200 a month when everything is said and done, because every time you get a lead and you answer that phone, you're going to get charged, whether it's someone, you know, asking you for a quote or someone wasting your time. You still get charged under those service agreements that you have with Angie's. So that's the big difference.
Whether
right?
you do the work or not, you get charged.
That's correct.
Whether you do the work or not, you get charged.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't
know, man. Absolutely.
Well, like I said, I haven't even gotten one lead yet. So, you know, I can turn it off and on when I want to, and I can pick the leads I want to pick, right? I mean...
Well, again, okay. Well, again, yeah, this is a service for with Google, brother. It has nothing to do with Angie's. Again, I don't want to waste any more of your time as if it's not something that you see value in or something that you would want to move forward with today.
Well, I can't afford $300 a month.
Well, I mean, the best that I can do if you're, you know, if you do want to, you know, expose the business and put your name out there, right, so people know who Ken Fisher is. I mean, I can do a courtesy monthly adjustment to $249 per month, and the ROI on that, the return on investment, is going to pay for itself. I mean, these are Google services, Donald. I mean, you can put Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, all these third-party companies together, and they're still not going to bring you the results that Google does, only because everyone, about 98% of the population, utilizes Google to do their search. Right, so...
Yeah,
when you're
still going to have to hold off.
Okay, no worries, brother. Alrighty, well, you know, we'll circle back around, you know, if this position opens up anytime in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye now.